You're going to hear this theme on the big screen tonight if you are a big fan. There it is. Does that give you tingles, Ed?
I wouldn't say give me tingles. I've heard it many, many times in my life, mate. So I wouldn't say it's getting old, but let's just say it's very familiar.
It is. I got my mate Ed Chalmers on the phone. We're old school friends, in fact, and I don't know many bigger Star Wars, Star Trek, sci-fi fans than Eddie, so it's great to have him on the line. You excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I always get excited about the new films coming out. I mean, you know, this is a big deal now because, you know, Lucas had done his prequels probably about, 10-odd years ago now.
Yeah.
They weren't crash-hot films, but everything that's been done since what I'm going to call the Renaissance has actually been pretty good. Very happy with it.
I mean, I think people were pretty nervous when Disney bought the franchise.
That nervousness was, you know, quite justified in the end. I don't, you know, I mean, you know, Disney's sort of background is, you know, cartoons and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Star Wars, you're starting to get talk about kind of what I'd call, you know, young adult teen content.
Yes.
But, you know, I think to their credit, they probably just put very smart people in charge and they just have the money.
Yeah, well, they've got the money, definitely.
That they do.
and of course, when Force Awakens came out, I think people were pleasantly surprised. My personal view is that it was a little bit too familiar. It just seemed similar.
I heard that. Well, I first saw that criticism on news.com where it basically said it was a rehash of the Episode 4, a.k.a. the original film.
Yeah.
But look, at the end of the day, it was always going to be a tough thing to do. So much expectation behind it. Did they play it safe? Maybe just a little bit, but at the end of the day, it was an enjoyable film, and most people, at the very least, enjoyed it, whereas I'll talk about the prequels again, whereas most people didn't. So, yeah. You know, so a victory was had there anyway.
Well, that's right, and it was very nostalgic, of course, with Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and everyone.
Yeah, that was part of the big deal as well, was bringing back, you know, original cast members. I mean, that... You hadn't seen Mark Hamill, well, you only saw him at the end of The Force Awakens, but, you know, you hadn't seen him in a Star Wars film for 30-odd years. So it was a really big deal. That side of thing was massive.
So The Last Jedi, it premieres tonight. I think probably Australia sees it way before a lot of the rest of the world. But there have been some screenings already around the place. And, I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but, you know, I'm always interested in first reactions from people, and they seem pretty positive.
Yeah, and the reactions from Force Awakens was positive as well. I mean, you know, it's a good thing. Sort of bringing blood to a franchise, and it's happened with Star Trek as well, is it just gives the ability to give a bit of fresh eyes on things. You know, the fresh eyes are a good thing, but just to sort of, you know, ground it in a little bit of nostalgia, and a lot of the filmmakers are doing these days are making it more organic, as in less of the green screen crap that's really... done a lot of disservice to a lot of science fiction films and films in general. They're going back to sort of some basic side of things, you know, on location, shooting, and people might not think that's a big deal, but it kind of is when you're trying to add realism, especially add realism to, you know, a science fiction film.
Well, that's right. I mean, Star Wars was really known for making the models and using these models in blowing them up.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to talk about realism when you're obviously talking about even the original films, you know, all the special effects were done with models and stop-motion photography, all that kind of thing. But just to ground it a little bit, I think, is a positive thing.
I don't know much about Rian Johnson. He's the director of this film. He actually had a cameo appearance, funnily enough, in Rogue One, which is quite interesting. But do you know much about him? He's directed a bit of TV, a bit of film, but not really much of a CV there.
No, I guess the short answer is I don't know a lot about him either. But you know, like I said, again, bringing new blood. I mean, I'm assuming he's not a novice, even though people may not have heard of him. He may have done. You know, I mean, you go back to films like Highlander, which was by Russell Mulcahy, and he was a video director, as in, you know, the old MTV video director. But I'm sure he would have had some cred. They wouldn't hand over, you know, something as massive as Star Wars to complete noob.
Well, you'd think that, but I look at his history of movies, and this is like fifth feature film directing. The last one we would have heard of is Looper, which he did in 2012.
Oh, yeah, no, that was a science fiction film with Bruce Willis. And what's that guy's name? Escaping me now. He was in He was in
Joseph Gordon-Levitt
Batman film, but not as in the Chris Nolan one.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good film. That's cred. I mean, I think that was verging on like sort of independent side of things in terms of budget.
There you go.
But look, to hear that he's done that, that's cred already, because that's a science fiction film.
There you go. Now, one of the reviews I've read has said that this movie is very funny. They reckon it's the funniest Star Wars film to date. That sort of scares me a bit, but maybe it's a good thing.
Look, you've got to remember, the original films had humour in them, just so long as it's not Jar Jar Binks humour. Yeah. So the fact that people are saying it's a positive thing, I mean, you know, this sort of feedback's actually quite comforting, you know. It's a good thing. This sort of feedback, I remember when Phantom Menace came out, this kind of feedback was not, you know, not the same thing. So, comedy is fine so long as it's comedy done well and it's not too slapstick. Again, there's a lot of, you know, great lines in the original Star Wars films.
Yeah, and, true.
Force Awakens had a bit of humor too as well. It's just not going to be, you know, boom, sort of like Force humor, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it was that nostalgia humor, you know, when Chewie and Han were doing things. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a new creature in this. I don't really know much about it. It's Volptex or something.
I've seen him. He looks like a little bit of a ferret thing. I don't know much about it, but to tell you the truth, apart from watching the trailers,
yeah,
I've been trying to keep keep away from it a little bit. Just really like to go in fresh these days.
No, definitely. Now, you're not going to the midnight screening, but you're going on Saturday, and I'm sure a million people will be going over this weekend. But look, it's got a pretty big hype. I think it's going to be pretty fun. But yeah. Thanks for chatting to us about it all. And look, one last question. In your mind, I know it's a forever question. What's better, Star Wars or Star Trek?
You know what? If you put a gun to my head, and I'm not talking about better, I'm going to say influential.
Right.
Star Wars has definitely been more influential on me. Just I was a kid when, you know, it was basically probably one of the first films that I saw. And for a lot of my, you know, sort of really young life, I'm talking about ages, you know, 5 to 10, I lived in Grey Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, both franchises are guilty of their own crimes and both have something to offer. But, yeah, put a gun to my head, I'll say Star Wars, but Star Trek's cool too.
Good. I always wanted to know, Ed. Just checking.
Now you know.
There we go. Thanks for the chat, brother. I'll catch you around and... Happy Star Wars.
Yeah, mate, and hopefully you will go and see it as well.
I will, man. I will. Catch around. Yeah.